I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Since COVID revealed weaknesses in agriculture supply chains, officials have been asking how to create more resilient and equitable food systems. That is the foundation of a UN summit on food systems in New York next month, with climate change in mind. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Jule Bronau was in Rome last month with the U.S. delegation for a special pre-summit meeting on improving the world's food systems.
I think we did an excellent job of really highlighting the United States perspective and our contributions to our food system, to feeding the world, and to working together to address climate change. And this is just the beginning of where we're going. We look forward to more conversations, and I think we have really paved the way for some success as we move forward to the summit in September.
Between now and the big summit, work is being done by participating nations to set expectations and standards for climate and food production. President Biden has expressed a goal of farmers using new technologies for carbon capturing as the next frontier in agriculture. That was part of the Agriculture Innovation Mission, or AIM, announced last spring. The goal is to increase innovation and research in agriculture and food systems with climate change in mind. At least 16 countries have now signed on to the AIM initiative. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.